How then was it possible for humans and animals to have crossed the immense Pacific? Did the existence of Indians negate the Bible and Christianity with it? Among the first to grapple directly with this question was the Jesuit educator José de Acosta, who spent a quarter century in New Spain. Any explanation of Indians' origins, he wrote in 1590, cannot contradict Holy Writ, which clearly teaches that all men descend from Adam. Because Adam had lived in the Middle East, Acosta was forced to conclude that the men of the Indies traveled there from Europe or Asia. For this to be possible, the Americas and Asia must join somewhere. If this is true, as indeed it appears to me to be, we would have to say that they crossed not by sailing on the sea, but by walking on land. And they followed this way quite unthinkingly, changing places and lands little by little, with some of them settling in the lands already discovered and others seeking new ones. Acosta's hypothesis was in basic form widely accepted for centuries. For his successors, in fact, the main task was not to discover whether Indians' ancestors had walked over from Eurasia, but which Europeans or Asians had done the walking. Enthusiasts proposed a dozen groups as the ancestral stock: Phoenicians, Basques, Chinese, Scythians, Romans, Africans, Hindus, ancient Greeks, ancient Assyrians, ancient Egyptians, the inhabitants of Atlantis, even straying bands of Welsh. But the most widely accepted candidates were the Lost Tribes of Israel. The story of the Lost Tribes is revealed mainly in the second book of Kings of the Old Testament, and the apocryphal second, or fourth, depending on the type of Bible, book of Esdras. At that time, according to Scripture, the Hebrew tribes had split into two adjacent confederations, the northern kingdom of Judah, with its capital in Jerusalem, and the southern kingdom of Israel, with its capital in Samaria. After the southern tribes took to behaving sinfully, divine retribution came in the form of the Assyrian king Shalmaneser V, who overran Israel and exiled its 10 constituent tribes to Mesopotamia, today's Syria and Iraq. Now repenting of their wickedness, the Bible explains, the tribes resolved to go to a distant land never yet inhabited by man, and there at last to be obedient to their laws. True to their word, they walked away and were never seen again. Because the book of Ezekiel prophesizes that in the final days God will take the children of Israel from among the heathen and bring them into their own land, Christian scholars believe that the Israelites' descendants, Ezekiel's children of Israel, must still be living in some remote place, waiting to be taken back to their homeland. Identifying Indians as these lost tribes solved two puzzles at once: where the Israelites had gone, and the origins of Native Americans.